Trump's all about the bottom line. That's why his foreign policy reads like a spreadsheet. Are we getting a return or being ripped off? Take NATO. Trump says America's bearing the brunt and wants others to pick up the slack.
We are taking care, and if you look into NATO as an example, we are funding and taking care disproportionately of the costs of many countries, many, many countries that are taking us for a ride.
That's the businessman in Trump. He's not going to get ripped off. Not Hillary. Her money's on the mayhem.
NATO in particular is one of the best investments America has ever made. From the Balkans to Afghanistan and beyond, NATO allies have fought alongside the United States, sharing the burdens and the sacrifices.
She means sharing the slaughter. The Balkans saw Serbs bombed to smithereens. Afghanistan saw civilians at weddings murdered. And beyond, Libya's a basket case and Trump lays the rap on Hillary.
Most of the so-called experts are now saying maybe Trump wins the nomination, but he's still going to get swamped in a general election by Hillary Clinton.
Everything she does is like theatrical. Oh, Donald Trump said this. He actually, it's sort of interesting. She said, I watched her last night, Donald Trump, looks like she practices in front of a mirror for 2 hours. Donald Trump said, I think he's dangerous. I'm dangerous. She's the one that caused all this problem. With her stupid policies, you look at what she did with Libya, what she did with Syria. Look at Egypt, what happened with Egypt. A total mess. We don't back any of our allies. You look, she was truly, if not the, one of the worst Secretary of States in the history of the country. She talks about me being dangerous. She's killed hundreds of thousands of people with her stupidity.
That's a lot of Muslims she's killed. Yeah, Trump's a bigot. A bigot's one thing, but a murderer's quite another. With the real danger, ISIS, Hillary's all over the place. But Trump cuts to the chase.
When it comes to the struggle against ISIS, we need our allies as much as ever. We need them to be strong and engaged.
Somebody criticized me the other day because they asked me what I do, and I said, I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. It's true. I don't care.
Putin's doing that, but the right way, in tandem with Syria's military and with Assad's invitation. That's the way ISIS is being knocked out. And then there's Israel in the foreign policy contest where eternal bonds can't be broken. Unless it's devotion to God, which America has ditched. That's fine with Hillary. Homosexuality takes first seat.
At our best, both Israel and America are seen as a light unto the nations because of those values. In Israel's story, we see our own. And the story of all people who struggle for freedom and self-determination. There's so many examples. You know, we look at the Pride Parade in Tel Aviv, one of the biggest and most prominent in the world.
She means darkness unto the nations because of those debauched values. And Trump's neutrality takes a backseat.
We need steady hands. Not a president who says he's neutral on Monday, pro-Israel on Tuesday, and who knows what on Wednesday, because everything's negotiable.
Trump's not neutral. Jerusalem's just an embassy away.
But when the United States stands with Israel, the chances of peace really rise and rises exponentially. That's what will happen when Donald Trump is president of the United States. We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
Who's writing your script, Donald? Hillary? Why don't you just hold hands and grovel together? Besides, Jews haven't possessed Jerusalem for the last 2,000 years. And before that, only some 900 years total. That's eternal. But it's eternal this, eternal that when it comes to the Jewish people. What about America first, but under God like the founders had it? But one nation, under Jews, divisible, is bad business for us all.